yeah, okay, AB4WS. I'd even consider other novice NET controllers. Bring them in. Let them get a taste. You know, when I became a very, very brand new NET controller for the Worldwide Friendship NET, I had no idea what I was going to get into. Holy moly. Now, you start in there and you're fresh and not knowing anything. That's an attention getter. You're dealing with people you can't even understand. And that's their flavor in their superb country. So, so I had to learn fast. And I did. I can grab stuff pretty fast. Brought all of the Dayton, Ohio RLPs up. Well, there's five of them I'd bring up to come into the Grand Rapids Reflector, it's called. And that reflector went global. And everybody in the world in there. You know, I still got my books that I used to write down everything. I still got them out there. And call sign, everything. My doodling for the 2 hours that we're in there. It started out as an hour, and then went to 2 hours. And next thing you know, we start getting complaints of you can't talk anywhere in Dayton because the Worldwide Friendship Net has it all locked down. And so I asked him, I said, where the heck were you when we weren't locked down? You weren't on there, so why are you complaining about it now? Just so you can hear you. I've got a TOT reminder. It always reminds me at the wrong time. So anyways, Worldwide Friendship Net, that's I can't think of the word, but I'll think of it here in a minute. I'm one of those kind of guys from that league. So, you know, it keeps you sharp, or it makes you sharper, let's say. Let's bring Tony in here, because he's got his coffee, I'll bet. His name is Tony the Tiger out of Chicago. Go ahead, Tony, if you're there. Over.
T9DFP. I'm laughing at that part where you say, where were you before that? You were never on the radio before. Now you're complaining. Excellent comeback, Sam.
Go ahead, Mr. Jack.